For political junkies, there is a cornucopia of websites and blogs on the internet for information and opinion. Many of those sites that are not old media are ideological in tone, such as Daily Kos and the Huffington Post on the left, or National Review and Hugh Hewitt on the right. Now there's a new website that's trying to provide open discussion from both sides of the aisle. It's called RedBlueAmerica.com, and it's written and edited by two men, Joel Mathis, also known as the Blue Guy, and Ben Boychuk, the Red Guy. WMNF spoke with the two of them this morning. Mathis resides in Kansas, Boychuk in Southern California.
What we're trying to do with RedBlueAmerica.com is create a forum where we can have spirited discussions about politics, but end up as friends at the end of the day. I mean, the idea is, there's this vast sort of echo chamber on the internet, in particular, sort of for the left and the right. I mean, as a conservative, I can go to any number of websites, where I will get like-minded people saying exactly the same thing, and that's comforting in some ways, but sort of intellectually unsatisfying in other ways. And I think what we're trying to do with Red Blue is give people who have different political opinions a place where they can kind of hash things out, but do it in a civil way, so we're not screaming at each other all the time, and have kind of a neutral territory. And our job as moderators is to make sure that people kind of keep it on an even keel. We can say what you want, but at the same time, we don't want you calling names or things like that. So
the website is for people who are tired of the shrill nature of our political discourse. On the internet, you can find lots of voices about politics, but they all tend to be preaching to the choir. If you're liberal, you can find some really good liberal websites. If you're conservative, you can find some really good conservative websites. But what you can find very often is a place where everybody can kind of come together, and liberals and conservatives can talk to each other respectfully instead of screaming at each other, and get the best information from both sides, so that you, if you are undecided, and those people do exist, that you can make the best decisions possible based on the best information from both sides in a respectful, politically safe atmosphere.
Now, do you and Ben, are you guys the editors of this thing? Everything that goes up there, you guys have looked at, reviewed, and decided to put up there?
That's right. We work together. I work in Kansas. He works in California. We have a lot of fun with the idea that the liberal guy is in Kansas, the conservative guy is in California. But we work really well together. We're talking all day long, and we join together in deciding what the topics will be and researching it to make sure that people do get the best information from both sides at RedBlueAmerica.com.
And it is something unique in the political internet world, at least as most people who go to the websites and blogs these days to look at. As you mentioned, there's a lot of commentary, and some of it very good, on both the right and the left. There's very few places that I know of, other than just going to a regular newspaper website, where you can get something that has a centrist point of view, or no point of view, if you will, different points of view all represented on one site. Do you think this model can work?
Well, it seems to be working so far. I mean, we got 250,000 page views last month. So that's for a relatively new site. I mean, we only got started in the middle of January, and we're building traffic reasonably well. I think so. I mean, I think once people kind of get the idea of what we're doing, and they if you look around a little bit on the site and you sort of take in the tone of it, once you realize that. I think so. I think people, there's a real desire out there for people to kind of have something like this, to get through the din, and the noise of it all, and cut to it, say, here's the issue, and here's two pretty reasonable takes from the liberal perspective and the conservative perspective. Yeah, I think there's a real desire for that.
And you, Joel?
Yeah, but look at who's winning the race for president this year. On the Republican side, you have John McCain, who doesn't appeal so much to the hardcore conservative, but does definitely appeal to the independents and independent-minded Republicans. On the left side, you have Barack Obama, who is made it a centerpiece of his campaign that he's against polarization, that he's for reaching out. And these are the people that who are leading their respective races. In John McCain's case, he's actually won the race. I think that's a signal that people out there are really thirsty, hungry, whatever you want to call it, for a different kind of way of doing our politics, that it doesn't have to be polarized all the time. I think a lot of people like that polarization. A lot of people like going into the echo chamber and just hearing news and opinions that reinforce their own opinions. But a lot of people out there really are genuinely curious, genuinely fair-minded, and really want a chance to know what the other side's up to if they've taken a particular side, or to hear the best of both sides. And I think that's what we do at RedBlueAmerica.com is give people a chance to hear both of sides.